Almost Maine, now playing at the Chamberlain Actors Theater, is one of those quirky plays in the tradition of works like Greater Tuna, in which a small ensemble brings to life an entire town in a series of vignettes. While Tuna relies on theatrical acrobatics and a farce-like frenetic pace to drive it forward, Almost Maine takes a more leisurely pace and is a collection of cuckoos show us what's happening at 9 o'clock one winter's evening all over town. There are lovers, current and ex, wedding celebrants, grieving widows seeking redemption from the northern lights, best friends and fighting couples among the townspeople, who in each scene struggle to find ways to connect with one another under a clear sky peppered with stars. While the play is contemporary, it has that small-town Norman Rockwell feel, and somehow makes the logic of the further away you get from a person, the closer you become, actually makes sense. The ensemble cast, consisting of Tara Callahan, Abigail Davis Hess, Trevor Kimball, Greg Rogerson, and Art Trotter, turn in a great combined effort, each person finding one or more characters that will make you laugh or tug on your heart. The trick with this kind of play is to find some memorable way to make each character distinct and then be able to change into the next character while slipping into a new costume and make it all fit in a matter of scant seconds. It's no easy feat. Lynn Heath's set is strong, and Alan Armstrong's lights add a great deal to the production. His collection of stars reminded me of a thousand eyes watching over the denizens of the small hamlet tucked away in the northernmost spot on the East Coast. Charlotte Scharf's costumes are functional, much of it reminiscent of an L.L. Bean catalog. Buddy Bishop's sound design is solid, and for once I would like to single out a stage manager, Christy Hudson, for the job she had field marshaling all of the different elements that went into making up this production. Director Amy Berlin has managed to find ways of delivering humor with poignancy. In her hands, the material becomes layered, and her actors have found subtleties that add greatly to the evening's experience. Anyone who thinks directing comedy is easy should try it sometime. So many things can go wrong and bring the whole kit and caboodle crashing down. I like to think of Almost Maine like an old-fashioned record album. Each story is like a song, some up-tempo, others a ballad, some striving for a light touch, others a little heavier. And like in the old days when you had to get up and actually turn the record over, a strong opening song that actually made you care about the second half. Almost Maine is a welcome addition to the local theater scene and is as delightful as a cup of hot chocolate on a cold evening. On a beautiful Richmond spring evening, you'll swear you hear ice crunch beneath your boots and see your breath make little clouds in front of your face. It may be a cold winter's night, but it'll warm your heart. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.